Welcome back to the You Are Immeasurable podcast, season 3. This season is going to be dedicated to those of us that are on our journey of healing and transformation. The focus of this season is going to be to identify and recognize healthy and unhealthy relationship dynamics. We're going to talk a lot about the spiritual tools that we'll need to become acquainted with to help us to stand, to operate in, and to flourish as our authentic self. Things like shadow work, energy healing, which will help us to shed the guilt, the shame that we've been carrying, and also to do some much needed subconscious reprogramming. Now, as always, the episodes are going to air weekly, and the purpose of them is to support you as you embrace and become acquainted with your enlightened and untethered higher self. So I want you to grab your water, your juice, your wine, or your tea or your coffee, and let's toast to each other and our growth, our elevation, and abundance. Let's talk about relinquishing the false to unveil the truth. And maybe that title doesn't give you a lot of insight into what I want to talk about today, but literally, it is that. See, for whatever reason, in today's society, we throw around the word authenticity, being yourself, speaking your truth, being true to yourself. But honestly, when you look at it and when you think about it, why does it seem like, or maybe it's just me, but it just looks like there's just all of these carbon copies of other people, other individuals. And it leads you, or it leads me, down the road of thinking, well, who was the originator? Who is one that is actually being themselves? Because we have so much going on, so much of trying to alter who you are to fit someone else's image or narrative of who you should be, that many people, in my opinion, are clueless and are lost and are delusional as far as who the fuck they really are. And to me, I find it's sad to me because it's like one of those things that I remember growing up, and I don't know, maybe it was just something that everybody said to their children or whatever, that you can be whoever you want to be. And I think that just that saying without proper context or proper information or filling in the blanks has led everybody to really some freaking body else. And so that's why I wanted to talk about today. Like I said, the title is Relinquish the False to Unveil the True. Because as much as everybody is talking about authenticity and truth and all of these things, there really is very little of that going around. And I don't really want this to be like a soapbox episode, but it very well may turn into that. So button up your seatbelts here. Thinking about you can be whoever you want to be. I do understand now that the premise of that was that, okay, say you see a lawyer or singer or hell, fireman, policeman, whatever, and that fascinates you. And you decide that, hey, okay, this is what I want to be when I grow up, because that's the thing as a child, right? What do you want to be when you grow up? And so you're saying that, hey, yeah, I want to be a singer or an entertainer. And so you start learning what you can in order to achieve that goal, right? I don't think that it's been taken into consideration, like the context of what that really means, because it's really saying, okay, this is the profession that I want when I grow up, the job or the role or what have you. It's not, you want to be that person, meaning I want to look like them, talk like them, walk like them, look like them, all of these things, which is what we see all the time nowadays. We've got people all over the place that are this BBL craze. So, which, see, here's my soapbox moment, which honestly cracks me the fuck up, because it's like, okay, now we've decided that these are things that are desirable. But I remember when women that were, I'll say, blessed to have these enormous derrières, they were called names. They were made fun of. But now people are paying thousands of dollars to do this. And because it's not, it's an augmentation, it's a lie. It's a falsehood. Because that's not your body. And there's videos all over Instagram, videos all over YouTube of people making fun of them because they've done this. And they have all of this, now this arse that they're toting around and dragging around. And their body's not made to hold that. It's not symmetrical. It's not, you've got all of this padonkadonk out here, and you know, these little bitty zebra legs, and you can't walk, and you're knocking shit over. And hey, understood that I'm somebody that I've been dragging this wagon for almost 48 years now. Yes, I knock over things and I sit on things and don't feel them and all that shit. Like putting my cell phone in my back pocket is definitely a no-no, because you're never gonna get an answer, because I'm not going to feel the bitch vibrating or whatever. I'm just saying. And again, remembering when I was teased as a child, because again, we've always had this. We've had it. And yeah, maybe it goes again back to beauty standards and all of these things. And again, wanting to be or to have something that just wasn't made for you or meant for you. It's a falsehood. It's a falsehood. And yes, we do see things and we do want, but the danger comes in when you're coveting things that may not be any good for you. The danger comes when you're going to these non-sanctioned, non-sterile, non-medical places to get these injections and whatever the fuck, because you want to look like somebody else, or somebody else did this, so you're doing it, altering the truth because you want people to see a lie. And so I bring that up today again. Yeah, I went all into the BBLs and plastic surgery and all of that. But the real danger in being mesmerized by the fake, in leaving lives, is that it puts you in a place or in a state of, you can't be authentic. Because apparently you don't know what authenticity is. And that even goes back to, you know, how we were raised and when people have taught us a certain way of thinking or a certain way of being based on things that are not true, based on assumptions, based on opinions, based on bitterness and pain and fear and hatred and bigotry and sexism and colorism and all of these fucking isms that people are trying to force you to believe to be true when they're nothing but lies. And that plays into even how we deal with ourselves, how we speak to ourselves, how we look at ourselves, how we invalidate ourselves, how we degrade ourselves. It's honestly, truthfully, we do these things because of the lies that we've been told, because of the fear someone else had and they have dumped that bullshit on us. So I encourage you today to do the work of digging up false narratives, the falsified stories, and yes, the lies that you've been told about your worth, about your beauty, about your amazingness. All of the lies, all of the things that demean you and make you feel less than. Let's dig into that and weep with them. And that is how we relinquish the false. Let that shit go. Get rid of it. Eradicate it. Resolve it. Destroy it. Bury it. Burn it. Do what you have to do to get that mess out of you so that you can really get to the true essence of who you are, the trueness of your beauty, the trueness of your greatness, the trueness of your power. Because all of that is being covered up by these false perceptions, by these personas, or the things that we want people to see because we're afraid those underlying things. So that's what this episode is all about today. And I do know that we talk about this a lot. It's we have to put in the work. We do. Going back to all the false narratives and all of the mimicking and the cloning and all of that foolishness of all of these people that we have been told are the standard, are the mark, or the goal. No. The true goal is you living a peaceful, joyful, happy, a big old ass, since we were talking about the BBLs. Being excited about what you do have. Being excited about those features that make you uniquely you. Being excited about your quirks. Being excited about your true interests and what you really like to do. How you really like to dress. How you really like to express yourself. Let's dive into those things and unveil that. Let that be seen, the real you. Not all of this fake shit. Because, hey, again, that shit is not real. That shit is not going to last. Only the true you is what is going to take you to the next level. Only the true you. Being that, embracing that, it's going to help you achieve the abundant life that you want to live. That's where you find your peace. That's where you find your joy. Because you're not constantly trying to keep up a facade. Just be you. Just be you and all your beautifully perfect imperfections. because that is the truth. And that is what's golden. And that is what nobody else can do or be, because that is who you are, 100% authentically. Until next time, cheers to your transformation.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of the You Are Immeasurable podcast. Please remember to subscribe so that you can be notified whenever new episodes are dropped. Also, I'd love to have your feedback and your comments, as well as your 5-star rating. Additionally, if you'd like to connect with me, the show notes list all of my social media handles so that you can do so. So until next time, thank you so much, and cheers to your transformation.